Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator, O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our tribulations and afflictions but you. Make us worthy, O Lord, to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one.
In Christ Jesus our Lord.
Forgive me, I sin. Let us pray.
Stand up for prayer.
Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. The Pantocrator, the Lord our God.
Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you, for everything, concerning everything, and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
Lord, have mercy. O come, let us worship the Holy Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
We are the Christian people, for this is our true God.
We have hope in Saint Mary that God will have mercy on us through her intercession.
Saint Mary the Virgin.
Hail to you, Mary, the fair dove who has borne to us God the Logos.
Hail to you, Mary, with a holy hail. Hail to you, Mary, the mother of the Holy One.
Hail to Michael, the great archangel. Hail to Gabriel, the chosen one.
disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hail to you, O martyr. Hail to the evangelist. Hail to the apostle, Saint Mark, the beholder of God.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins,
that we may praise you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. Have mercy on us.
Let us pray. God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the sick among your people.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who are sick with any sickness, whether in this place or in any place, that Christ our God may grant us with them health and healing, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
You have visited them with mercy and compassion. Heal them. Take away from them and from us every sickness and every malady. The spirit of sicknesses chase away. Those who have long lain in maladies, raise up and comfort. Those who are afflicted by unclean spirits, set them all free. Those who are in prisons or dungeons, those who are in exile or captivity, or those who are held in bitter bondage, O Lord, set them all free and have mercy upon them. For you are he who loosens the bound and lifts up the fallen, the hope of those who have no hope, and the help of those who have no helper, the comfort of the faint-hearted, the harbor of those in the storm. All souls that are distressed or bound, grant them mercy, O Lord. Grant them rest, grant them refreshment, grant them grace, grant them help, grant them salvation, grant them the forgiveness of their sins and their iniquities. As for us too, O Lord, the sicknesses of our souls heal, and also those of our bodies cure. O you, the true physician of our souls and bodies, the bishop of all flesh, visit us with your salvation.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the sacrifices, the offerings, and the thanksgivings of those who have offered to the honor and glory of you, your holy name.
Pray for those who provide for the sacrifices, offerings, first fruits, oil, incense, coverings, reading books, and altar vessels, that Christ our God may reward them in the heavenly Jerusalem and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Receive them upon your holy rational altar in heaven as a sweet savor of incense before your greatness in the heavens, through the service of your holy angels and archangels, as you have received the gifts of the righteous Abel, the sacrifice of our father Abraham, and the two mites of the widow, so also receive the thank offerings of your servants, those in abundance or those in scarcity, hidden or manifest. Those who desire to offer to you but have none, and those who have offered these gifts to you this very day, give them the incorruptible instead of the corruptible, the heavenly instead of the earthly, and the eternal instead of the temporal. Their houses and their stores, fill them with every good thing. Surround them, O Lord, by the power of your holy angels and archangels. As they have remembered your holy name on earth, remember them also, Lord, in your kingdom and in this age, to leave them not behind.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us praise with the angels, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you, we confess to you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory. O Lord, King of heaven, God the Father, the Almighty, O Lord, the one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O you who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayers unto you. Who sits at the right hand of his Father, have mercy on us. You only are the holy, you only are the most high. My Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, glory be to God the Father. Amen.
Every day I'll bless you and praise your name forever and unto the ages of the ages. Amen.
From the night season, my soul awakes early unto you, O my God, for your precepts are light upon the earth. I was meditating on your ways, but you have become a helper unto me. In the morning you shall hear my voice, early I will stand before you, and you shall see me. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, who is born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, who is crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, who rose from the dead and ascended to the heavens, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us.
O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, Lord, repose our souls. You who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us, amen.
And make us worthy, O Lord, to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, thine is the kingdom, power, glory forever.
Amen, alleluia. Lord, have mercy. Hail to you. We ask you, Saint full of glory, the ever-Virgin, the Mother of God, the Mother of Christ.
Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins.
Hail to the Holy Virgin, who has brought forth unto us the true light, Christ our God.
Ask the Lord on our behalf, that he may have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins.
O Virgin Mary, the Holy Mother of God, the faithful advocate for all mankind.
Intercede on our behalf before Christ, whom you bore, that he may forgive us our sins.
Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Blessed are you, O Mary, the wise and the chaste, the second tabernacle, the spiritual treasure,
the pure turtle dove who declared in our land and brought to us the fruit of the Spirit.
The Spirit of consolation came upon your Son in the waters of the Jordan, of which Noah was a type.
For that dove has proclaimed glad tidings to us, the peace of God for mankind.
Likewise, you, O our hope, the spiritual turtle dove, have brought mercy unto us, carrying him in your womb.
He is Jesus, the begotten. begotten of the Father. He was born of you for us, setting free our race.
Therefore, let us declare first with our hearts, then also with our tongues, proclaiming and saying,
O our Lord Jesus Christ, make for yourself within us a sanctuary, a temple of your Holy Spirit, glorifying you.
Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Watch over us from on high where you dwell, O Lady of us all, the ever-Virgin Theotokos.
Ask of him whom you have borne, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us his peace.
Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
We exalt you, the Mother of the True Light. We glorify you, O Saint, the Mother of God, for you have brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to you, our Master, our King, Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship him, glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontificator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, but one instance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead.
Ascended
into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and is coming again his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic Church. We confess our baptism and remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
O God, have mercy upon us. Set all mercy upon us. Have compassion upon us.
Amen.
Hear us.
Amen.
Bless us, keep us, and help us.
Amen.
Take away your anger from us, visit us with your salvation, and forgive us our sins.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray.
Stand up for prayer.
Peace be with you.
Spirit.
us, our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly honored disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear, that we may be worthy to hear and act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. According to Saint Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, Saint Luke. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our father David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. They shall bear fruit in shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. So it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, "Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, "Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, "Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, "You also be over 5 cities.
Glory be to God forever. Let us worship our Savior, the good one and lover of mankind, for he had compassion on us and has come and saved us.
Intercede on our behalf, O Lady of us all, the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sins.
Blessed be the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the perfect Trinity. We worship him and glorify him.
Make us worthy, O Lord, to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Lord,
bow your heads to the Lord.
Before you, O Lord,
let us attend in the fear of God. Amen.
Peace be with all,
and with your spirit.
O Master, Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, Lord of God, Logos, the Father who has broken every bond of our sins through his saving and life-giving suffering, who breathed into the face of his saintly disciples and holy apostles and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now also, our Master, you have given grace to your holy apostles, to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church, to forgive sins upon the earth and to loosen twine iniquity. Now we also ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for my fathers, my brethren, and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy, and loose every bond of our sins, if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from faint-heartedness. O Master, who knows the weakness of men as the good one and the lover of mankind, O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, and absolve us and all your people, and fill us with your fear, and strain us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Alleluia. Glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. We proclaim, saying, O our Lord Jesus Christ, bless the air of heaven. May your mercy and peace be a fortress unto your people. Save us and have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us, amen. Bless me, Lord, repentance, forgive me, say the blessing.
May God have compassion upon us, bless us, manifest his face upon us, and have mercy upon us. O Lord, save your people, bless your inheritance, shepherd them and raise them up forever. Exalt the horn of the Christians through the power of the life-giving cross, through the supplications and prayers which Our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, makes for us at all times.
and through the supplications and prayers of the three great holy luminaries, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, the four incorporeal living creatures, the 24 presbyters and the heavenly orders, St. John the Baptist, the 144,000, my lords and father, the apostles, the three holy youths and Stephen, the beholder of God, the evangelist Mark, the holy apostle and martyr, St. George, St. Theodore, Philopater, Mercurius, St. Ava Mina, and the whole choir of the martyrs, and the blessings of the holy Theotokos, St. Mary, first and last, and the blessing of the Lord's day of our good Savior. May their holy blessings, their grace, their power, their gifts, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. O Christ our God.
Amen. So be it.
O King of peace, grant us your peace and establish for us your peace and forgive us our sins. For yours is the power, the glory, the blessings, and the might forever. Amen. And make us worthy, O Lord, to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.
Now the love of God the Father, the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, and the communion and gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.